Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
I really don't have that close of a connection to the harbor.
It's nice. I mean, you know, it's one of the good places to come.
It's in the air.
Each Thursday this summer, WBUR is examining Boston's long relationship with its harbor in a series we're calling Looking Out, A New View of Boston Harbor. Today, the new view takes us to an age-old industry, the fishery. New Bedford and Gloucester are the state's biggest fishing ports, but amid the crews and the cargo ships and whale-watching boats motoring in and out of Boston Harbor each day, a handful of fishing vessels still make their livelihoods from the bounty of the harbor. Just yesterday, WBUR's Kurt Nickisch spent the day on a lobster boat and has this story.
No one would blame Skip Ryan if he didn't do this anymore. It's 4 o'clock in the morning, and he's dragging a plastic trunk of fish carcasses across the dock towards his boat. They stink. Skip's 68 years old. He's got creases in his neck, and his Dickies canvas work pants barely hang on his lean frame. Those filleted haddock and pollock remains, they're bait. Skip has made a living from catching Boston Harbor lobsters since 1964. He started even earlier.
When I was a little kid, I seen a couple of traps washed up on the beach, and I was mesmerized by it, you know, with the nets and all that. And I took home like 4 or 5 old ones, put them in my bedroom and rebuilt them and everything, and then finally got a license and put them in the water. So basically that's how I started, you know. Sometimes I'm not sure if I've done the right thing or not.
The first stop for his 40-foot boat is a channel right off the waterfront. Cruise ships dock on one side, on the other, long-haul cargo ships unload their containers. In that channel, where Florida retirees disembark across from toys from China, Skip starts pulling up his first line of lobster traps for the day. Each trawl is basically a rope strung with 25 lobster traps, wire cages, each the size of a big trunk. As Skip winches up the lobster traps from the channel floor, Paul Cabral pulls out any legally sized lobsters and throws back the rest, along with any crabs and fish. Then he puts new bait, the fish carcasses, back in. Paul is a stocky crew-cut guy from Quincy.
I did it 20 years ago as a kid. I just needed some extra work.
Paul has been working for Skip for the last month. They've been heading out extra early this week to beat the heat. It's now 5 a.m., and Boston office towers are punching through the haze at dawn. Cabral has worked in those buildings, too. He's an elevator mechanic.
But I got laid off, so I'm waiting for Barack to do something about the economy so I can go back to my regular job, you know? Hopefully things will get better quick, you know, because I love fishing, but not at 45 years old.
The first trawl is disappointing. They net only a dozen lobsters for twice as many traps, so they haul them out to a new spot further out in the harbor.
That's where the majority of the lobsters are. They're in the deeper water. That's where the channels are, so you've got to compete with the ships. And sometimes a barge, between the barge and the tug, his cable hits the bottom, and he'll grab your trawl and scoop up a bunch of traps.
Skip has lost a lot of traps that way, but he's also dragged up things that ships have lost. Anchors, for one. He once pulled up a molasses jug from the 1800s, and right now the trawl he's pulling up is stock full, including a few five-bangers, traps with 5 legal lobsters in them. They're beautiful, pumpkin-colored claws and green legs clouded by a veil of gray speckles. Soon, 64 of these 1 to 2 pounders are flopping around in wooden cubbies. Two men work and don't talk much. The only interruptions are seagulls and shouts from the two-way radio, other lobstermen shooting the breeze.
Feel like the mayor today. Yep, everybody's in a good mood. Must be some lobsters around or something.
Skip says back in the 80s, there was a lot more chatter. 80 lobster boats ran out of the Boston Harbor. Today, it's 27. Okay, the Bounty isn't what it used to be, back when lobsters flourished around the sewage dumped in at Deer Island. Lobsters fed on the worms that fed on the sludge. Harbor cleanup put an end to that, but Skip says that's not the reason the number of commercial lobster boats has gone down in the Boston Harbor.
It's not profitable. There's easier ways to make a living. You know, the cost of new business keeps going up. The cost of materials and bait and fuel, and the price of lobsters hasn't kept up with it. A lot of guys says that it's just not worth it.
Skip says he used to net 70% of what he sold. Now his profit margin is 30%. After 8 hours on the water, pulling up, emptying, and resetting 250 traps, the boat heads back to the Boston waterfront. The sun is straight above, sailboats slice the water. Skip Ryan is 68 years old, and he's not ready to give this up yet.
People ask me, well, how long are you going to go? When are you going to give it up or whatever? And, you know, I'll know when it's time.
That time is not today. Back at the dock, Skip and his helper, Paul, empty 300 pounds of lobsters. That's good, averaging more than a pound per trap. He'll buy more bait, clean the boat, and get everything ready to go out again tomorrow. Skip says commercial fishing may not ever be what it used to, but he thinks as long as there are lobsters in the Boston Harbor, there will be lobstermen to drag them up. For WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.